Dog shits.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that felt good.
I got some flack for that. I can't remember from who.
What do you mean?
About renaming the podcast back?
Oh, me too. Emily was like, you guys are fucking idiots. What's wrong with you?
I thought you guys had an intro song. Are you not using that anymore?
For shooting the dog shit?
Yeah.
Oh, that was we got rid of that, I don't even know how many episodes in.
Oh, okay.
Turn this down.
Yeah, this is kind of loud.
It's good. I like it.
This is good.
Wow. You're right.
This isn't bad.
Is this radio? Are these guys on the radio?
I don't think so. I've never heard them on the radio.
The Hunna.
They were a Trey recommendation a while ago.
Where the hell did Trey find out these guys? I gotta look these guys up. Let me see how many Spotify. I'm obsessed with Spotify monthly listens.
What? Oh, yeah, you
my
are.
My brother got me into that.
You're always searching for... Yeah, no, I know.
It's Brent got me to start doing that.
What's it do for you, though?
It tells me how big of an artist is and comparing to other artists.
But, you know bands you listen to aren't that big anyway.
Most. Well, I don't just use it from... I don't really look at it when I'm looking at bands that I'm listening to. It's more like when I get into a new band and I'm kind of... Either if I've never
What
heard,
if they had three listeners? What would you do? What if they were? You thought they were good.
I'd be the fourth.
Okay. All right.
What was the answer? Did you look it up?
No, I got distracted. Let's see.
I don't even know how many albums they have.
818,408 monthly listeners.
Is that a lot or?
How many was that? Say it again.
818,000. That's a good amount.
That's more than all those Canadian bands that were playing at the Heritage Classic.
Yeah, I got obsessed. We were watching an outdoor game, and there was all these...
NHL.
Oh, yeah, NHL outdoor game, and there was a band that played before the show, and I was like, who the fuck are these guys?
So there were, three different bands.
And and between every period, they had a new band play, and each of them had, 100,000 to, 300,000 monthly listeners. And I was comparing... They're basically those... some of these small pop-punk bands I listen to that headline, 250... capacity rooms have the same amount of monthly listeners as these bands that are playing.
They get national coverage.
How did they
national
get that?
TV.
How did they get those?
In a stadium, right? It's a stadium.
Yeah.
I think they were Canadian.
But that doesn't matter.
They must be Canadian and only people in Canada listen to them.
I guess.
Specifically,
how many people are in Canada?
I don't know.
Less
than the U.S.?
A lot less,
so
I assume.
If we don't listen to a band at all, like the United States, then they're not going to get a lot of monthly listeners on Spotify.
It's a shame.
Sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
And thanks for being here today. You are our fan.
Does the shirt fit, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I guess I gave away all the larges already.
Oh.
I didn't realize.
I guess we didn't order too many. I don't remember.
How many shirts did you guys even order to begin with?
Not that.
20?
I guess a lot less than 20. I thought.
20, right?
I think maybe.
That was the price.
We've got four left, and I don't know where they all went. I don't know.
We have four left?
That's probably it? A few more than that.
Okay.
Five or six.
You got us. Our wives have them.
Alex and Emily.
Alex and Emily got them. We'll give one to Tina.
Oh, yeah, Tina got one.
Did we give anyone to anyone else?
No, she was the only one. Now Ann and Trey.
Ann and Trey have them. I don't think anyone else. You must have gave the rest away.
Oh, I gave 1, 2, 3 to my dad. One to him, his fiance, and the stepson. I guess that adds up.
That would mean we got
So Trey and I got the last t-shirts?
No, there are a few more.
Okay, gotcha.
But they're all extra large and...
But if you want to be able to say that, you can have the rest.
I'm sure we could do something with them.
Maybe make a quilt. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be just a
shooting the dog shit quilt.
I'd sleep in that.
We should make those. Sell them.
Still have a bunch of stickers.
There we go. See, we have a store.
That's why we renamed the podcast.
Yeah.
So we could keep the merch.
We didn't have any Tom Chicken Show apparel.
Well, I'm just noticing this spam podcast sticker. You had already ordered stickers. I did listen to episode 1 of that show.
Great. It did pretty well. The one episode I ever did actually did pretty well. I'm proud of that.
You were
numbers wise.
You got the old shoot the dog shit bump.
Yeah.
People were like, yeah, I'll give this guy a shot.
You didn't, though. What happened there?
It's like isolated everyone. When you make a podcast about pop punk music in your 20s, you're isolating a lot of people.
I guess. Yeah, well, see, I got the stickers because it was a deal on Instagram through Sticker Mule, and I will always support Sticker Mule. They're great stickers, quality. $1 for 10 stickers.
Don't they always give you more than 10?
And they always give you like 15. So for $1. Yeah.
Anyone else own a spam podcast sticker?
I have like 14 more.
I'll take one.
All right.
You got them with you?
No. No. I don't know where they're at. They're somewhere at home.
All right. Well, welcome back to the show, Ann.
Thanks for inviting me.
Or welcome to the show. We lost all the old footage.
Yeah. There's no evidence of any other episodes.
Well, officially. I think the episode Trey and I had, I'm glad that one's gone. That was a bad episode.
What do you think? No, it was all right.
It's good.
It's pretty good.
How many bad episodes do we do? Let's get real.
How many did we have?
How
many did we have, though, total?
70?
Probably like 68 bad ones, at least.
I mean, like, legit, like, you're embarrassed that we did it.
There were for sure, like, more than a handful. A few handfuls, probably.
I'm trying to think. I don't mind naming names and getting specific.
Go ahead. I'm right off the bat. I'm saying Skip. That was probably the most boring episode ever.
Did you listen to Skip? Who is that?
He was the golfer.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bit different for you guys, and
it was extremely different for me.
Was it just Eric and
the other guy talking?
Yeah, I don't know why Jordan only had to be there to make sure.
There was one other episode that was like that with KLD. I didn't say a damn word because I was too busy like trying to control my dogs.
I'm not embarrassed of that episode per se.
No, I'm not.
I'm embarrassed of our performance.
Yeah.
But like the episode itself was fine.
He had to have walked out of that house just going like, what the fuck did I just do?
Your dog literally ran away in the middle of the episode.
Yeah.
You kept leaving and then I would be like, great. So we would just start talking and then you're like, fuck it. You let the dog out and then you came back. We were podcasting and then the doorbell rang. Yeah. There's your neighbor with the dog.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is, why did we force this? Like,
who was this person that you had on?
KLD, Kevin Lee Davidson.
He's a wrestler.
He's a pro wrestler.
He
was actually my next door neighbor growing up.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good guy.
That's cool. Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. He runs like Glory Pro.
Yeah. I don't know if he runs. He does run it. Does he run
He's
it?
He's a co-runner.
He's a co-runner, sure.
Runs it. They're like an independent league around town.
Yep. They go around more just St. Louis. They go around the Midwest.
Small plug for them. I think they are like touring the country next year.
They are.
Or they're trying to.
Yeah.
So they got a bunch of shows coming up. So he's back. He was injured for... He's a big motherfucker. Like he is.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy.
He could have played NFL. Like if he like really was committed to it, he might have been able to make a chance at playing in the NFL because of his size at least.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the size he could get to, and like he could probably be like an NFL lineman. He's massive. He actually had the storyline where he was in his old, like he did this, what was it? What was that called? That wrestling league around town?
Which one?
The one he did where he was Todd Letterman.
I thought that was a Kansas City thing.
Oh, well, it came to
I kind of went both. Too. It was in both. I forget what that one was.
But it was some kind of thing he signed to, and he was supposed to be this guy who, like his character, it was cringeworthy, honestly. Like, I think he admitted to that on the podcast. That it's just kind of cringeworthy where he was this prodigy, this football prodigy. He was supposed to go to the NFL and then he got injured by some guy from Kansas City. And so he was like this guy who hates Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And so he started this like St. Louis, like he was the first wrestler they signed in the St. Louis league. So he would go to Kansas City and everyone would like boo him because he hated Kansas City. It's kind of a cringe storyline. It was
That's fun though. That's a fun story.
Dude,
If you're in a
if I had to take on a wrestling storyline, make me the bad guy. Like,
yeah, for sure. It's more fun.
Who wants to be the good guy? Who wants to, everyone be like, yeah, you want to be the guy who walks in, gets booed, wins, and you're like, fuck you.
Well,
you walk
off the stage. I'll say that, but there was also like, so currently in the WWE, you got Roman Reigns, and like people legitimately like chant, fuck Roman Reigns, you're a bitch, like shit like that.
Really?
During the shows. I think he like quit one of them one time because he was just like, fuck this.
He walked out of a show?
I think so.
Is he supposed to be the bad guy or are people just like...
I don't think, no, he's not even supposed to be the bad guy, I don't think. Like, people just don't like him.
Did he like rape someone?
Well,
he,
no, he's related to The Rock. Like, it really, in real life, he's related to The Rock. And like people...
Really in real life?
Yeah, really in real life. He's like a cousin or something. A distant cousin. But they made the point to say that. And like, so people just don't like him because he's not The Rock.
Where do you learn this? I didn't think you liked wrestling.
The internet, man. You get on the internet sometimes and you just go down a rabbit hole, man.
Would you get on some kind of wrestling? Like,
how YouTube? Do you get to wrestling? You get on YouTube. I don't know. I learned this like a couple years ago.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I didn't think you liked wrestling.
No, I don't really. But sometimes I think it was a Facebook video even. You know, like the Facebook videos and then it suggests another video. Sometimes those things aren't even closely related.
Yeah, they make a little bit of a leap and then they get you to...
Next thing you know, I'm watching videos for an hour. I'm not proud of it. Okay. I'm not proud.
We all do it, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Do you do it, Ann?
No. Okay. I am not into the YouTube videos.
You don't do YouTube?
No, or Facebook videos. No. That's what I have just been finding out about this whole like YouTube world that goes on with like my friend was just telling me about Shane Dawson and the Jeffree Star matchup they collaborated on something. I don't know who these people are.
They came out with a makeup line and apparently everyone wants it.
You're not wrong, and you're not wrong to be out of the game. Okay,
we talked about this.
You're doing the right thing.
I'm not watching the. For anyone who's curious, I did not watch the Shane Dawson Jeffree Star series. I watched a lot of Shane Dawson series. I did not watch the Jeffree Star one. I have no interest in Jeffree Star whatsoever.
Listen, I'm going to backpedal a little bit here because I don't want anyone to think that I do that stuff. This whole thing where I learned this wrestling thing was like a one-time instance that I was watching videos on the internet. Okay. I also don't YouTube and I don't really Facebook because I'm going to say it. I'm going to call you out, man. It's lame.
What are you talking about?
It's lame.
Why is it lame?
I mean,
what's lame about it?
I don't know. It's just lame. You know when things are just lame?
Yeah, I agree, Jordan. I don't have a reason, but it's just lame.
You're not.
I just don't like it.
Yeah. You remember like back in high school, maybe you saw the kid and you're like, that kid's lame. You have no, you don't know anything about him. Dude's, he's lame.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's for people who don't really do anything. Like, you don't do stuff and watch YouTube all the time.
Right.
Like people who watch YouTube,
there's no time.
People who don't do stuff.
Yeah,
if like to watch the Jeffree Star Shane Dawson, it's like a movie.
That's what she was saying. She was saying instead of watching TV, she's been watching that. Like there's stuff I'd rather be watching on TV. So
maybe sports.
You watch a lot of the PBS. Do you still watch PBS?
Oh, absolutely.
All over it. That's absolutely. Probably more interesting.
You're gonna learn a lot more.
Sure.
Than watching.
It's stuff I can bring.
Shane Dawson.
It's stuff. Listen, it's stuff that you can watch and bring that information to a party and be proud of knowing these things that you learned.
Yeah.
You can't watch the stuff on YouTube and have the same feeling.
Like, hey, did you see the new PBS thing about space? Like, yeah, that was. Yeah. Or if like, hey, did you watch the new Shane Dawson thing? I don't know. If you were like at a college party, I'm sure that like, I don't know. If you were in college and wanted to get laid, would you watch it just to be hip? For the parties?
Are you saying all college students watch this stuff?
Probably.
There's no way.
No, okay, not all, but that's the demographic, right?
Maybe the lame ones.
I don't know. I feel like it's like a middle school kid thing.
I kind of agree.
Like young kid.
I feel like this is younger. Yeah. We're going younger than college.
Maybe.
Listen. Eric, listen. Eric is young at heart.
I am.
Okay.
That's what I don't. I don't watch these the new Shane videos. I did watch some of the. I don't care about Jeffree Star.
Okay.
That's something to do.
This is an intervention, man. This is actually why we're here today.
What's worse?
We're going to delete your YouTube account.
What's worse? YouTube or watching The Masked Singer? I do both.
Dude, you have a problem.
You know, I got legitimately upset this week because the World Series Game 7 happened. And I wasn't able to watch The Masked Singer.
I saw your tweet. Yeah.
I was very, very upset about this.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Who got voted off? Anyone?
I don't know.
Noteworthy?
No one knows. Nobody knows.
They never re-aired it?
No. World Series. They didn't. They're okay. If I'm going to be honest. I'm excited. There's a 2-hour episode this week to catch up. The Masked Singer fans. I'm excited.
Has anyone yet that you know been voted off?
Yeah.
Who?
Where Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew was on.
And then.
He's noteworthy.
I can't remember his name, but it was the guy who's the band leader for David Letterman.
Oh, Paul Schaefer?
Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, okay.
He got voted off.
Those are two noteworthy people. Okay.
And
we're getting into it.
Evander Holyfield, maybe his daughter?
His daughter. So not even him. His daughter. Does she do?
She's a boxer.
She also is a boxer. Okay.
No. Layla Ali.
Layla
That's
Ali.
Who it is.
Okay.
I do not watch the show, but I do read the recap because I'm interested to see what people they get to go on
it. I knew it was a famous boxer's daughter who's also.
I was going to make fun of you for that, Anne, but I am sitting here asking Eric because I am genuinely curious.
And then we discovered, I think week one was a YouTube Twitch person who is famous if you are. Lame,
and you didn't know them.
I did not know that person.
Okay.
Did you know the ice skater guy, Johnny?
Oh, no, I didn't know that person either. Okay.
Johnny Weir.
Weir.
Okay.
You, I don't know. It's some ice skating.
Figure
so
skater?
Do you know who any of the other people are? Do you have any guesses about the other, the still masked contestants?
I don't have a lot of good guesses. I was not even close on any of the people.
Well, let's I want to hear them and we'll see.
I don't even remember all of I don't know. I'd have to like have all the stuff in front of me.
Can you give me one name you think maybe? Okay. One name.
One? We'd believe one to be Raven Simone.
Raven?
Raven Simone.
That's so Raven.
To be one of them. Yes.
Okay. I could see her going on this. She hasn't done anything in a long time.
She's on a morning show.
View, right?
What channel is The View on?
Third.
Do we know?
CBS?
ABC.
ABC. You think she'd cross over? What is that, an NBC show? The Masked Singer?
Show.
It's a Fox show.
I've thought about
no
this.
Way. There's no way they're letting her cross over into Fox.
I thought about this because there was someone else that they were. No. Keenan Thompson was like a guest.
He's an NBC
host,
guy.
And I was like, whoa, I can't believe like SNL and NBC like let him be on a Fox show.
Yeah.
I think it was last season. I was watching some clips from last season. I didn't watch last season.
just on YouTube watching clips.
No, they had I think they had some videos for while we were watching it. I think I wanted to see. I think T-Pain won last season. And I wanted to see
T-Pain.
It was. Yeah.
When was the last time T-Pain was relevant?
Season one, Masked Singer.
Before that,
mid 2000s.
Okay,
late 2000s.
That's still a big name though. People know him.
Early. What did he do? What were his things? I can't remember.
He was in I'm on a Boat.
Was he?
I think he was in that.
Okay.
But what his own original songs are, I don't know.
Wasn't he the one that kind of... There were a lot of auto-tuning apps for smartphones based around T-Pain also. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't want to get all Masked Singer in this, but that is a big reason as to why he did the show, was to prove he's a good enough singer on his own.
I've heard that. You know what? Probably from people who watch Masked Singer. That's had to have been who I heard this from.
Buy You a Drink.
Oh, yeah.
Shawty Snappin' is the, in parentheses.
I don't know those songs. Is that just one song?
You don't know Buy You a Drink?
You would know it. Jordan, you would know
it. I'm sure. Play it. Play it.
I hate me. Also, Bartender.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that one.
I don't know. I never listened to T-Pain. I'm assuming, were we in high school, middle school?
Yeah, this is like a high school song.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Like freshman year.
Oh, that was him?
he was featured, perhaps. Or maybe it's a song.
Hmm.
I'm Sprung. I don't know that one. And Girlfriend. I don't know that one either. Girlfriend might be a new one.
Okay, I've heard this. I've heard this. So. All right, we can cut it. That's great.
Sure you don't listen to some more?
No, people? That's all right. So you think Raven Simone might be one?
That's the theory.
All right, we're gonna come back every week.
I can't remember which character, but it's looking strong.
Okay.
Is she actually a good singer? The one you think that's Raven, is she actually a good singer?
She's okay. I think most of the bad ones are gone at this point.
Is that how it works? They vote off bad singers?
You vote. Yes.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Black Widow. Aaron thinks
we'll
Black
check
Widow.
Back on this prediction.
So they think Black Widow is Raven Simone.
A lot of people take this too. I'm not the only one.
Okay.
A lot of blogs out there probably talking about this.
A lot of bloggers. All right.
I don't like to read the predictions because I probably won't know half the names, and I also want to see this for myself.
I'm happy you're happy, man.
This has become a Masked Singer podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to, every week, I'm going to recap.
Well, that's fine.
We got kicked off.
That's fine.
They kick off. Have you ever watched it?
No, so, I just read the recaps.
So they sing. It's only like a certain, it's not everyone each week. It's the first week, the first 4 weeks, it was four people competing, and one in every four got kicked off. And now they did, I can't remember how many were competing. Maybe it was four or six last time. And then the worst one got kicked off. So
okay.
And so then when you get kicked off, you get unmasked. The Masked Singer. Box.
Is there Everyone's a prize for winning?
I don't think
it's got to be a charity thing, maybe.
I don't know that there's anything. That's the thing I like about the show versus the American Idol or
The Voice.
And I've never watched The Voice.
I've watched The Voice. It used to be on every break when I worked at McDonald's. I had like the same break time every night. And watch The Voice. This was probably like 6 years ago.
This Jesus. One is, seems is it? Like it's just literally for goofs.
What's that?
Not for goofs, but like The Masked Singer, there's no record deal. There's no... It's just pure dumb television.
Well, Raven Simone doesn't need a record deal.
She could use one, probably, wins. Honestly.
I thought she did do music for a while.
She was in the Cheetah Girls, yeah.
Every okay. Disney star did music at some point or another.
You're right.
Because they were like this. Like, even if they couldn't sing, they have an album. If you actually get yourself in a rabbit hole, and I have, where you're on Spotify and you're listening to...
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to have to make fun of you for this.
Allie and AJ...
Oh, thank yes, they much. Have some good
They're
ones.
Good.
They have some good ones.
That's a good
yes.
group.
Agreed.
You know who that is?
I don't even know who that is. No.
Potential breakup song. Excellent jam.
What should I start off with?
Allie was on...
Allie was on Phil of the Future.
Yes.
Which
was
one
was
she?
Got to start. She was
the
Keely.
Girlfriend?
The friend.
Blonde.
Who they may have gotten... You ever watch Phil of the Future?
I did.
She was the friend. She the was like the next best...
Of Selena Gomez's friend?
No, that was Wizards.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Oh, Phil of the Future.
Phil
okay.
of the Future.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that. I don't know. I don't
had
remember
a massive,
much.
Massive crush on Allison, whatever their last name, Michalka.
Okay.
Massive, massive crush as a teenager.
And who's AJ?
Her sister.
Her
I
sister.
Don't think she was on any Disney show.
So she.
They had a couple movies. She did. What was the? They worked a dairy.
Oh yes.
Cowbells.
Yes. Yep.
Bells with a E, like B-E-L-L-E-S.
Were they cowbells. Rich girls that rich, had to go work on a farm?
Yeah.
Or something
one summer
like
they
that?
Had to go work. Like yeah, I know, like in a factory, farming situation or something like that.
Rich people who have to work on a farm. Sounds pretty close to that movie Horse Sense.
I can't. How did Horse Sense go?
The Lawrence Brothers.
I know it was the Lawrence Brothers.
He was just some Los Angeles douchebag who had to go live with his aunt and uncle on a farm, and they put him to work.
Well, maybe they completely stole
both Disney movies.
Horse Sense is a great movie.
I loved Horse Sense. I loved Lawrence Brothers. Those movies are the shit.
I loved Horse Sense. So yeah, it's the same thing, but those two. They also did, I think they did something else, perhaps. But they have a band, Allie and AJ, and they're actually pretty good. They got some good, like,
Chemicals React. Chemicals That's React. Another great
That's a
one.
Real good song. I listen to that everyone. Not am I proud here?
I want to see how hot they are.
Oh, very. One thing they did weird though, I think they did like a naked photo shoot together or something like that for like the cover of an EP that they put out. And it was kind of weird as sisters. It seemed very, yeah, very porny. Very.
Oh, this one girl is on The Goldbergs, I think, and Schooled.
Which
I think I don't know.
Is she a student in this? I'd hope not.
And The Goldbergs, a student.
There the Goldbergs is no a student way that either of them should be playing a student right now.
They have to be at least 30, right?
Maybe yeah. I'm wrong. She I just kind of looks like
Allie's a couple years probably older than
she just kind of looks like
us. Maybe a few years older than us. Her sister's probably right about our age. You maybe she looks like another blonde hot actress that isn't. She's a little too old to be playing a high school student. I'll say that much.
Well, in the new show, a teacher. Schooled is a spinoff of the Goldbergs where they're older now.
Oh, they're older and Schooled?
Yes. By like 20 or like 10 or 20 years. Oh. That being said, AJ Michalka, is that her name?
Yep, correct. That's right.
Yeah, that's her.
She's in Schooled.
And the Goldbergs, yeah.
So was she a student in the Goldbergs?
She's a student in the Goldbergs, which, by the way, is still running show.
So she's in two different shows, one of which where she plays herself in like 10 years.
Yes.
One of which where she plays...
A teacher. A student and a teacher.
I don't like this.
In the same universe.
I don't know about this.
They're good shows.
Okay.
They're good. Brian Callen.
I know.
Brian Callen's great.
All right.
What's his name? The dad in the Goldbergs. From Curb.
Yeah, Jeff Garland.
Garland, yeah. Jeff Garland. Fantastic. All right. Well, we're getting somewhere. I think I might check her music out now because I watched the Goldbergs.
Good stuff. Check out that album cover, by the way, where they're naked.
Ooh, what?
It's an I think it was their EP they came out with this year. Sanctuary. Oh, maybe they weren't. Oh, I don't know. It's pretty. Yeah, nope. That's what the cover of the EP looks like.
That's weird.
Let's see it. Let's see it.
Well, I like it. Bathtubs? I like what it. Is that?
They're. I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Okay, that's weird.
What if they say, hey, you're laying next to your sister, you're going to be naked, but wearing gloves? Yeah, I like that. That's a solid album cover.
I'm into it.
Well, that's a problem. I mean, what do you think the fans think about that? It's like the guy fans are like, I'm in. And the girl fans are like,
they don't care, probably. Do you care? Are you offended? Or do you just not care?
No, I don't really care.
They just don't care.
I mean, I would never do that, but.
Yeah. The girl fans might be offended at the guy fans. That's what it is.
I think that's what it would be.
Yeah.
Because we would get. Yeah, that's okay.
Fucking pigs.
We're bad. And what TV are you watching nowadays? Still watching some of the DLC?
You know, I've been watching pretty much exclusively the Property Brothers.
Love the Property Brothers.
Yeah, so my mom was at my house a while ago and to be with the dogs while we were out. And she started watching... are using our Hulu and she started watching the Property Brothers. For some reason, she started at like season 5. So I just started picking up where she left off. That was when I was like, oh, they have the Property Brothers on here. I should watch this. So then this was right before Trey left for his Italy trip. I'm watching the Property Brothers. I reach the most recent episode that they have, like season 16 or something. And Jesus. I was devastated. I was like, what am I going to do?
Maybe Trey's like, go gone. Back and watch the first 5 seasons.
Exactly. Yes. So then I was like, yeah. So now okay. I'm watching like the really old episodes.
You watch any of their other shows? They have like 4 shows.
They run HGTV. It's their channel. Pretty much.
And they've been doing a lot of like HGTV All-Star type of shows where they get like all, they get a bunch of the show people together for like a specific like one season thing, just yeah. to try to figure out, because Chip and Joanna, or Joanna,
yeah,
they like left HGTV, and they were like the faces of the network, and then they left. So now they got to get new faces. Property Brothers are, I think they're taking the lead.
I mean, I love them. Love Jonathan.
What's wrong?
You guys are killing me.
But his new hair, I just don't like his hair. Now that I'm back to the old episodes, his hair is so much better.
You like the old hair?
Yeah. His new hair just doesn't look good.
All right.
I don't know.
I don't know that I remember.
Trey hates him. When I have it on, he's just like, God, I fucking hate these guys so much.
I made fun of them a lot early on. But I think they've grown on me. They're good guys.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna listen for a while.
What do you have against HGTV?
Nothing. I don't have anything against it. It's just it's the same thing every episode on every single show, isn't it? Don't give me that. No, it is.
There's like three or four different kinds of shows on HGTV.
Yeah, one.
So you get about that, like. You get
one
ones where people
they fix houses, one they buy houses, one they sell houses, and one probably they run a fucking sex ring in a house. I don't know.
Well, so
is that the fourth one?
It's HGTV. It's all about house renovations. So you got
right.
You have your show like the Property Brothers, where they have a specific family.
No, I grew up with this channel. My parents religiously watched HGTV.
Where they get a specific family, and yeah. then they. Help that family get a new house. They
mm-hmm.
buy a fixer upper and then yep. they fix up. But then you yep. have like the flipper flops.
Oh, sure.
And Christina, who are a divorced mm-hmm. couple. Christina's a dime piece.
So now we're getting
a smoke show.
So are you into it for the drama now? Is it the drama aspect?
No, Christina's sexy.
So you're in because she's hot.
That's why I like that show.
You can watch porn because they're hot.
Well, it's also I don't know. I've gotten enough to where I enjoy the house stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
It's good TV. You don't have to pay that much attention. It doesn't right. really matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all the same shit every episode, so it's like, well, okay. Like you don't have to be like, "Oh shit, I missed episode like season 6, episode 8 of Property Brothers. Oh no, what am I going to do? How am I going to figure out what's going on?" Then no.
Right, I can fall okay. asleep during it and
same shit.
You that's fair.
Text, okay. you can do it with Eagle.
Yeah.
Do whatever. So, but that's a show.
Fair enough.
They get there is no couple. They just get a house, then they try to flip it for a big profit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like House Hunters, which is awful.
Yeah, that's because the show
that's like,
where
that's
people,
like a different couple and a different real estate agent every episode.
Yeah,
a different city, and it is a crap show.
That's the idea where the couple are fast food employees and they want a $1 billion house.
And you're like,
they can't afford it, so they have to show them one house that they can't afford, and then they show them the shitty houses that they can't afford, and they're like, oh, fuck. Well,
this is tough. This one's $100,000 above our budget. This one's right at our budget, and this one is in, like, Mexico. And sometimes they do the one that is either in Mexico or the one that's way out of their budget.
Yep.
I do like seeing couples like argue on there. It's kind of fun. Like when you see, like, when you get a couple that like clearly has like completely different goals, you want to see who wins. Especially a gay couple, you're like, who's the winner? Most of the time, the girl wins
for sure.
But then the gay couple, you're like, I don't know. It's anyone's ball game.
I watched this one, probably the weirdest episode of House Hunters that I've seen. It was this couple in California. They're like middle, like 30. They have like a 2-year-old kid. The dad is obsessed with his house being wheelchair accessible, even though he is not disabled at all.
Oh, he's just woke.
He's woke.
Like,
super.
In case I ever get like paralyzed, need to be in a wheelchair, this house needs to be wheelchair accessible. It was just, I don't know.
You got to point me towards that episode. I got
it. Was bizarre. And then the wife was so that was like the only thing he cared about. And the wife, the only thing she cared about was if there were grout lines on the tile in the kitchen, in the bathroom. She wanted no grout lines at all. They could, you know, they didn't care about anything else.
Did they find a house?
Did her dad like make her do grout when she was a child? Like she just can't stand the sight of grout now?
Yeah.
Lick the grout, honey. You gotta lick the grout up. Lick it clean, bitch.
don't fucking get it.
It was almost weird. Like, I was like, this is weird. I don't know why this man is obsessed with the wheelchair thing, but
I didn't see that.
It almost felt like he wanted to be in a wheelchair. But anyway,
he's on some sort of fetish website. You fucking know he is.
He watches wheelchair porn. God, I'd love to be fucking paralyzed.
Oh man.
Anyway, Eric, I'll find that one for you and I got it. Send it.
There's
to
like
you.
There are like 1 million episodes of House Hunters. That's the thing about House Hunters.
It's been on forever.
It's because they just do. I mean, yeah. It's everywhere. And they do, and they have House Hunters International too, which is always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always some American couple who has no idea what they're doing. And then they go to like France and they're like, just decided to move to France.
Now they live in
crisis here.
They live in a castle now that.
Well, then they go there and they're like, want the same thing. They're like, I want to live in France. I want like French this and French that. And then the other one's like, I don't want to live in France. So I want like an American home in France. And those are like those are the most fun episodes because you're like, all right, what are we going to get?
Hmm.
And well, it's always it's like the guy has like a midlife crisis, so he wants to move to France. And his job moved him to France. He had an opportunity, so he did it. And the wife's like, I do not want to go to France. I have no idea why we're going here.
I don't want to bring this up, but I'm going to. Is there any speculation that any of this is fake?
Could be. I don't know.
I have to imagine a lot of it is.
Well, I always think, okay, there's no way that like we're sitting here and this is the conversation they're having to decide which house did they get? Like right. They decided this probably a month before filming.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to just show you a couple different houses. We're going to pretend that I don't know. I kind of want to be on the show just to see. But then they probably make you sign a non. I couldn't like talk about it on the podcast. They're probably like, you cannot go on podcast to talk about this. I mean, we'll have a call. Well, you know what? I'm going to make a post on a tweet and see if I can get this to go viral. I want one couple that was on House Hunters to spill the beans.
There's one in. So they did a house.
On the podcast.
I was watching House Hunters and it was in St. Louis. And then they were talking about the neighborhoods. They were like Tower Grove South and Clifton Heights. And I was like, Clifton Heights, that's where Trey used to live with his friend Brian. And it's a very small neighborhood. So I was like, okay, I got to watch it now. And Trey's old house was actually in the background of the shot of the house that they were looking at. And then one they ended up buying. And then I went on Zillow and like looked up when that house sold.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it real?
It was real. Okay. It was real. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So if you could find those people.
I
know which house it is.
We'll just walk down the street. Hey, we got House Hunters? We got to have a talk.
Where's Clifton Heights?
Kind of by Arsenal and is that Watson or Hampton?
Okay, I know. I know where we're at.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's super small, so that's why I was surprised when they said the name.
Interesting.
Yeah, I never had heard. I don't think I'd ever heard of Clifton Heights before. Right now,
I just learned. I've been living in my house for about 3 years. Just learned I live in Princeton Heights. Never knew that's what it was called. Like a month ago.
Is everything a Heights down?
I guess.
In the city?
I live in South City. That's all I say. But apparently it's Princeton Heights.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right before you move.
Yeah. Hopefully. Soon.
Any further updates on that?
No. No further updates.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
I look forward to you moving.
Me too. Trust me, you don't look forward to it more than me.
Well, no, yeah, it's true, but.
Are you guys wanting to stay in the same area?
No.
No,
we're probably looking into Afton. That's our goal. Sorry, man. St. Charles is pretty much 100% out of the mix.
I get it.
Agree.
It was the leading destination for a while.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
It's incredibly affordable.
It's so far away. While I was driving here, I was like, God damn, this is a long drive.
It's not even the drive for me.
You don't even live that, like, when I go to your house, I'm like, this ain't bad. It's like 25 minutes.
It's not even the drive for me. It's just
the people?
Partially. The restaurants. The restaurants is a big one for me.
That's something that the more time... When I spend more time in the city, then I'm like, man, You're right. Like, yeah. You're right.
St. Charles is a food desert.
Main Street has some good stuff.
It does, for sure.
And then there's like a couple here and there.
Yeah.
But it's spread out. Where in the city, you've got... Yeah, it's commercial here. It's commercial, like... Yeah. Because that's what these fucking people want. They're not going to go support fucking... They're not going to go to a dive bar. Unless they allow you smoke in it.
Yeah.
And those are the ones, yeah. People go there, but they don't eat there. You don't want to eat at that bar.
I would. I wouldn't care.
They probably don't have good food. That's more what I'm getting at.
Probably.
I don't think that they probably have, like, serve like a cheeseburger, but they don't have like a bunch of cheeseburgers. They have, you can have the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Comes with like lettuce, pickle, tomato, onion, and cheese. What kind of cheese? American. That's it. We don't have anything else. Now, I like American cheese, but you know, you can't be getting the.
I want that soft cheddar.
You're not going to get soft cheddar cheese anywhere in this fucking town. St. Charles? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I get it. Are you guys moving anytime soon? You guys looking around?
Maybe in the next few years, but right now we're good where we are. It's too convenient.
You're right by the kolache factory.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Yeah. You don't get that out here.
We got kolaches about an hour away.
See?
You can have them shipped in. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if the nearest place to get kolaches is the one right by Train Ann's house.
Probably.
If you really wanted a kolache. It's okay out here.
Hey, man. It's nice out here. It's for sure nice. I'm not saying it's not, but I don't know, man.
I got a lot of good spots to run out here. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say it's hard to... I just recently started biking. It's hard to do that in the city. While they have lanes all over, but they have bike lanes. It's not anything I want to get into.
I wouldn't trust them.
Yeah.
Katy Trail.
Katy Trail is nice.
Hop, skip, and jump from here.
Pretty soon they're connecting that River to Pear Trail to the Grants Trail, and that'll be huge.
How long will that be then? Like 20?
I think next year, yeah.
No, how many miles?
Oh, 15. See, Grants Trail is 8. River to Pear Trail, I don't know how many miles that is. Less than 8, I have to imagine.
Okay, so like 15.
Oh, you know what? I think I did read a thing. End to end is going to be like 26 miles.
End to end, or like end to end and back?
I think there and back.
Okay.
So. No, not even that. Because the River to Pear Trail is more than 5 miles. So the 8 plus 5, that would be 13 there and back, and that can't be true. Well, we'll have to figure it out. Sorry, Anne. I don't want to bore you with trail distances here. Eric wants to figure this out, though.
I don't care.
No, you say that deep down, though. I can see it. It's going to be eating at you.
No, not really. I'm not going to run there. I don't live there.
So, Jordan, do you have like a fancy road bike? Or
no, it's like a crappy mountain bike from like the 90s. It's an old... It works. Works well. Yeah.
I got to update you. We told Ann this. Went to Columbia.
Okay.
Do you remember my last trip to Columbia?
Yeah.
A whole fun time at a bowling alley.
Yep.
A week after that trip, that bowling alley closed.
like the driving range next to it?
Well, the driving range is like down the street.
Okay.
This bowling alley, like when we went there, like I was all pumped.
To go bowling?
We went to some antique mall with Aaron and Jess. We would go to this antique mall with them. They had to go bowling with us and have a good time. They didn't really want to go bowling, but we wanted to go bowling and get drunk.
Yeah.
Have some very cheap drinks. Although now everything's starting to come together where I'm like, you guys were just charging whatever you wanted for drinks and bowling. Like you had a week left. You're trying to get rid of the alcohol and you honestly did not care about making money on the bowling at this point. They were ready to go. They also had like an arcade and I think maybe laser tag.
Hmm.
And I was pumped. We're going to do some cosmic bowling in the middle of the day. We're going to drink. We're going to play some arcade games. It was going to be a good time. We get there. There was hardly any cars. So I was like, okay, I get it. because there's a Mexican restaurant attached to the bowling alley.
Okay.
And then no signs, no nothing. We walk in. The sign still says Laser Lanes. Doors just didn't open. There was nothing saying anything anywhere. Just the doors were locked.
Did you talk to anyone?
No.
Did you go in the Mexican restaurant?
No.
Ask around?
No. I called the number they had on Google, whatever.
What would you have done if they picked up? You say, hey, like,
are you
unlock open? The door.
Yeah, I would have.
We want a bowl.
And then it was a busy signal. So then I Googled it, and they had closed. It was like in September 1st. And we were there late August.
Okay.
So.
Sorry, man. So what'd you guys, did you do anything for fun last night?
Oh, so then. They were saying that the other bowling alley was kind of expensive because it's the only one in town now. It's probably more expensive.
Maybe.
I don't think they can just charge whatever they want. There's no competition.
Bowling monopoly.
They have a bowling monopoly.
Yep.
So then we go to Walmart to find like a bowling thing. Oh, other thing we did at the antique mall, they had a little trophy that said world's greatest bowler or something like that. And so we bought that, and that was going to be the prize for whoever won the game of bowling.
Okay.
They're going to assign one game to be the game of all games. So then we were attached to this idea. We go to Walmart to find a bowling game. We got like the whole store looking around for this bowling game. And they're asking us, like, and we're asking for a kid's bowling game. And they're like, how old's the kid? And we're like, 5?
Oh, God.
No dice. Nothing. No bowling game at Walmart. Nothing that would even be comparable.
Not even like a video game?
Maybe they had like a video game. We'll get into that too.
Okay.
So then we don't get the bowling game, or they had no bowling game. I called Dollar Tree because it was right next door, and they're like, nope, we don't have any bowling games. And I was like,
you weren't expecting that at the Dollar Tree though, were you? Like, really?
Not really. Well, okay. But it was close. So I was like, whatever. I'll call them while we're in Walmart.
Okay.
So then they're like, all right, that's fine. We have Wii Bowling back at the house.
We'll there we go. That. All right.
They ended up not having Wii Bowling. We didn't do any bowling. Not a bowl was thrown. No one's the champ.
So what did you do with the trophy?
Next time. It's for next time. They're going to come here. We'll go bowling.
Okay.
Or we'll go there and we'll probably have to suck it up and go to the other lane.
That would have been my first move. Just go to the other bowling alley.
Right. They didn't want to. They were like, no, it's too expensive. It's very expensive. And I was like,
who said that?
Jess and Joey. They had been there before.
Okay. That's fair.
So they had their first date there, played like 2 games, and it was like $50. I was like, okay, that's pretty steep.
Jesus Christ, there's no way.
It's pretty steep. I don't know.
I've never paid more than for a game of bowling, like $6 for a game.
Well, I guess with shoes. I don't know.
Yeah, with the shoes.
It seemed a little bit much to me.
Okay.
But they said it's expensive. Now I'm starting to think that they're a monopoly and they can do whatever they want. They're the hot commodity. There's no... And this weekend, particularly, there was no Mizzou football game. They probably raised their prices.
Just because there was no football game.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? There's no Mizzou game. You're going to bowl. You're coming here.
That's not what people in Mizzou are saying.
No, I assume most people left. I assume most people were like, this is the weekend. We get to go.
They just go to the bar.
Just leave town.
Maybe. Have you been like downtown Columbia before?
That's not a real thing. I guess it's a thing, but...
No, I'm not saying for you. I don't think you would have a good time at all. I'm just saying that's what people do.
I guess.
In Columbia. They just go downtown and
I've been around,
get wasted.
I've seen like a concert there. Yeah. I've been downtown at the Blue Note. I don't know if that was...
Okay.
Let me know if that's downtown Columbia.
I don't know if that is. I don't know. Have you been to that? There's like a Gumby's pizza. Is that? They're pretty good. Shakespeare's?
Yeah.
Is it Shakespeare's?
Gumby's is open late, so we would always get that delivered.
Had one of the best biscuit trucks I've ever had in my life, like a food truck with biscuits. That's great.
Downtown. We did barbecue yesterday.
Okay.
Called Como. It's attached to a gas station.
That's,
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Como.
I see a lot more of that type of stuff in like Illinois, but.
Smoke thing.
I don't
remember. It was crowded.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a sit down place. Their big thing is mac and cheese on the sandwich. They have a bunch of barbecue sandwiches, and then you can get any of them basically done with mac and cheese on it and cheese as well. Like, it's a lot of cheese. It's good. It's a good sandwich.
I'll say this. Never really been a mac and cheese guy growing up. Just was never a fan. Had some this week. Blew my mind.
Blew your mind.
Blew my mind.
Where'd you have it from?
It was so at work on Wednesdays, Salt and Smoke is now a caterer. And they have this, it's like white cheddar cracker mac.
Okay.
It was delicious. Amazing.
I gotta take a piss.
Okay.
I'll be back. Dog shits.
All right. Now, so we can get off of whatever we've been talking about now. All right, Ann. You've been, all right, Ann, wife of Trey, who plays hockey with me and Eric.
That is correct.
You've been to a couple games, few games.
A few games, yeah.
How bad is it? How bad is it?
I mean, it's not so bad. I mean, you guys are better than the other teams.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this. Do we look like a group of people that should be going to Toronto to play hockey?
I mean, maybe you and Eric do.
That's fair. That's fair. Is it? I want to know this. Is it clear that me and Eric are better?
I mean, I guess sometimes I don't even notice when it's you guys out there.
Okay.
So, no. And I think it seems like a lot of people are getting better.
That's for sure. Yeah. Everyone's improving.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
We're talking hockey now. I hope that's okay.
Not as bad in the beginning. So before you guys were on the team, when Trey first joined the league, I went to those games.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a guy was on the ground at any given moment. There was someone falling down.
Yeah.
Was that both teams though? Were that?
That was both teams. Yeah. Yeah.
So you went when they were like in the beginner.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were doing like scrimmages basically against each other.
Whatever, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That was interesting. Now there was a game I went to. Maybe it was like the playoff of your summer session. Did you guys notice that there was like a guy on the announcing things?
Yes.
And he was like playing like Space Jam.
Yes.
And other songs.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
It was cool, but so unnecessary beer league summer.
They didn't even do that during the winter playoffs.
Yeah, winter playoffs, that would have been cool.
Which is a bigger thing.
We definitely learned in Toronto, that would have been great. And they had music during the championship game, but that's only because the rink we were on.
Yes.
That particular rink had
music every game.
Music every game.
Championship or not.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was wondering why that rink was paying for that guy to be there to do that.
I don't.
Well, that guy played on another team and he was doing it for free.
Oh,
that, okay. So our league, part of the thing is you can either pay in full or you can be the scorekeeper between games and pay for playing that way.
Yeah.
For other games.
They give you so much per game. I think you can either pocket it or take it off league fees.
Yeah.
That's
got to be what that guy was doing.
But I don't know. I want to know the conversation. Were they like, hey, it's the playoffs. Can you play I don't know, if he was like announce, or if he was like, hey, it's the playoffs. I don't know. Wouldn't it be fun if I just did some announcing and played some music?
I mean, there was like four people in the audience.
I know.
Too. And he did give us, he did recognize that. He's like, shout out to the four people in the stands and maybe one person standing outside the door. Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
I almost feel like that guy wanted to do that and then
probably
let him, as opposed to that being the.
Yeah.
Standard, because if they want to do that in the winter playoffs where there's Toronto on the line, I don't know why they would do it. Is it entertaining to come to our games?
You can lie and say yes.
Don't lie. No, I want to go.
It's entertaining sometimes. I mean, I don't think it keeps my attention the whole time, but you guys score enough goals that.
Well, this season has been
interesting.
Yeah, a little different.
It's been unreal.
Yeah, we've kept it interesting. I would probably like watching, even if it was just like hot, shitty level. I like watching hockey games of any kind, really. Don't you?
Of any level? No, absolutely not.
No, I like watching hockey.
Well, when you know the people out there,
but I like hockey.
Makes it better.
That helps.
Yeah. But I like hockey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I like getting there early and watching games.
Yeah.
I prefer it when there's a game before ours as opposed to some fucking practice.
Yeah.
I like to get there. I will try to make a point if I can get there a little bit earlier. There's a game before us just to watch even if it's different level, different. I like to watch.
Well, if it's different level, it's gonna be better.
Of course, it can get worse, but
yeah.
If it's our level, that's the thing where I would probably draw a line is if it was the two other teams in our division, I don't really want to watch them play.
Yeah,
because I see them play enough. I hate playing in a 3-team or a 4-team league. I absolutely hate it.
Eric wants to get moved up.
I was just about to ask, do you guys think that's a possibility?
I don't think they're going to do it, and I don't want to. I want to go 20-0. I want to slam it down these fucking guys' throats. That'd be fun for me. And then go back to Toronto.
I would like you guys to go back to Toronto for so Trey could go, because he was really sad about that last time.
I want it for Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, I want to move up.
We can move up next year, man. It'll be okay.
I guess. The Lumberhacks are going to be tough. They're a tough team. I don't necessarily think we would beat them, but there's a chance that if we got moved up, we'd still be able to win the league, I think.
Sure.
It'd just be a lot harder.
Sure.
I also, there's a part of me who thinks if we don't win, that will be gut-wrenching, devastating. I will quit the Americans. Maybe. I won't for sure. It could be my fault, and then I won't have it.
Well, you know that won't happen.
It's unlikely that it would be my fault that we would lose.
Aren't you not?
You're wrong. You're not wrong.
Eric, aren't you not going to be in a game soon or something?
Tuesday.
This week.
Yeah.
This week. It's going to be on my shoulders.
And it's the toughest of the, in my opinion, the toughest of the teams
that
we have to play against. So I hate to be a cocky guy, but if you guys win against the Whalers without me there, it's over. Put a nail in the season. It's done. Book your flights. Book your hotels. If that team can't beat us or even make it a game without me there, how on earth are the Beavers or Mad Hatters supposed to beat us? Seriously.
No, you're not wrong.
In what world do we lose to the Beavers and Mad Hatters? I just don't see it. But that, to me, that just becomes boring in a way. I don't know. Does it not become boring? I can't believe it doesn't become boring to you to think about it.
Not yet. I grew up, listen, I grew up playing high-level hockey most of my life. That being said, I grew up, it seemed like every team I ever played for was like the worst team. The fucking worst. We were never winners.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm playing on a team now.
You're talking to a guy who plays in bad leagues and is always lost.
Yeah.
I've always been on like the worst teams that are ever existing.
Half of those teams, I was right there with you. The other half of my teams, high level hockey, still bad.
I mean, in youth sport, like I was on we were the Lumberjacks because my dad's tree company sponsored our team.
Baseball. Okay.
We won one or two games in like a 20-game year against the same team, the rookies, Billy. They sucked. And we got just mauled because it was me and my friends.
Billy, the orange team? What are you saying?
Yeah, they were orange.
Yeah, Billy. I remember Billy. Billy Adams?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
We beat that team one year. And then they won the other next year. We lost every game. And the only reason we won two games because we had like one guy who was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Or a couple guys that were pretty good. They left our team. Or one guy left our team. Didn't win a single game the next season.
Sorry, man.
That's my baseball team. And then floor hockey. When I played floor hockey, every other year we would be garbage. Worst team in the league. And then the other year we'd be like third or fourth, like second. Roller hockey generally was on a bad team. We don't even need to get started on the Afton Cougars.
No.
I don't want to go through what our record was in high school.
No.
What our best team that we ever had. What did we go? 6-14?
We went, let's see, our win totals year by year from freshman to senior went 6-3-1-0. Not including playoffs. 6-3-1-0.
One year you had 0 wins?
We had 0 wins.
We went 0-20-1, and then we won our playoff play-in game.
We had a play-in game because they felt bad. So every team get they bracket every team into a bracket.
But then like the two worst have to play like in a two or four worst teams
had to play in a play-in game to get into the playoffs. We won that.
I was literally ready to be done with hockey. I was so fucking tired of this team and organization, and I was ready to retire. And we won 3-2. I was pissed off. First win of the year, but I was so mad. You want to know how the next two games went, Ann?
No, not
I'm guessing not very well.
Not good.
8-0, 9-0.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
The team went
and
from being,
we're done.
Like on top of the world, we won our first game. I was like, you know what? I don't know. I guess we get to play two more. I'm grateful. And then after the first game, we're all in the locker room just yelling at each other, just pissed off. And then, you know, and then you just go out in massive defeat and do it again, lose 9-0 to the same team.
You know what was kind of cool though? Our first ever, and it was a preseason game, varsity was out at Wentzville. And so was our last.
You're right.
We started at Wentzville. We ended at Wentzville.
And I don't think I played a single game at Wentzville.
Other than those two.
In between those two games. Yeah,
probably not.
And if you remember correctly, the only reason we played, or no, was it, there was a, we had a preseason game. Was that the game where we had 15 or 16 penalties or something stupid?
Yep.
So then we created another preseason game just so our coach, because if you had 15 penalties or more in a game, which is egregious.
In one game?
In one game.
You guys
have you have 15 or more penalties in a game, your coach has to sit out the next game. And we had like 15, 16 penalties in one game.
Yep.
And so then our coach has to sit out the next game. So then they created a second preseason game only so that our coach could sit that game out so that he would be there for the game one of the season.
Yeah.
So we fabricated a second preseason game with a team. And the only goal of that so that we would, and I take no fault. This was when I was like,
might have played a couple shifts a game.
Well, it was preseason, so I probably played. Yeah. And I think we started that season off with like even lines, if you remember correctly, where they would have like one good player, one average player, and then one bad player on each line to like make it even. And then, you know, to try to be nice to everyone. And then I think they quickly realized that was not going to be a recipe for success. So then they started having two good lines and then one line of people that are bad and barely will play.
Yeah.
And I was part of that line. Happy to report. So then I thought, okay, now I'm finally here and I'm on the most prolific scorer in the league. And is this going to make me happy? And it has not made me happy. Because it's not really fun anymore.
I have a couple of beers before the game, man. I don't know. Take the edge off.
It's still fun. I mean, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I know that we could be playing against higher level teams and it'd just be more satisfying. I think we would find more satisfaction in those wins. But then there's the end goal of Toronto. So I don't know. If you want to guarantee we don't get moved up, lose on Tuesday. And then I don't think we'll get moved up.
All right, let's move on. Let's do the news. I have one news story.
Okay. Let's see how it goes.
Did you guys hear the new Alphabet song?
I've heard about that it exists, but I have not heard it.
Did you not hear about this, Anne?
No, I didn't know this was
Isn't
a
it
thing.
To make L and M, not LM?
That's L, M, and O. So apparently they think that when you get to that L, M, N, O, P part, it's confusing for children, and they think that that is one letter.
How about you teach them that those are separate letters?
Apparently, that's an issue right now.
Okay.
So they redid the Alphabet song.
And Do you have a recording?
I have it right here for us to listen to. Okay. Listeners, go fucking find it yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me.
Huh. I have heard about this, but I did not listen to the song.
People are not happy about this either.
Well, no. Well, so far, it sounds stupid.
C, D, E, F, G.
It's going to take 18 more years
H,
longer than
I, J,
the original.
K, L, M, N, O, P, oh. Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
That's it.
With that music?
With, I guess.
That's horrid.
We're not going to listen to it. You want to listen to it again?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it going. They're going faster now.
L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. Sing.
U-V too, sing, right?
I can't
sing, like its own thing now.
My A.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? We don't do that anymore either.
So yeah, basically once they get to the L, so it's all the same until you get to the L, and then it's a different tune from there on out.
I don't like it. I barely care. It's still the alphabet. And I still think eventually when you become an adult, it won't matter.
Yeah, and when you're in school, they should be teaching you, doing more than just singing the alphabet song to learn the alphabet. Yeah. So you should learn those are other, the letters.
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know who, so they say kids are having trouble. I don't know who they are who's saying this, and I don't know what kids are having trouble. I remember growing up, that was never an issue.
Did they do some kind of survey at the end of the year at kindergarten? All right. Any feedback, any questions, concerns, or anything that was tripping you up this year? Actually, I don't know my alphabet. I really confused with the song. I think there's, what is there, 20 letters? A, B, C, D, F, G, with L, M, N, O. Is that a word letter? U, V. Because U and V, did you notice that too?
Yeah, it goes U, V.
Yeah, T, U, V, W. Like,
yeah.
V is its own thing. So yep. Instead of T, U, V. And now I know my ABCs. Next time I want you to sing with me, and now it's something else.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is, but it's not the same ending.
And you think we're mad? What do you think, like, people that are, like, in high school or middle school right now are going to just be totally roasting this? Like, it's going to be, yeah, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, because, you know, it is what we learned with, but they're going to be like, wait a minute, are we the ones who didn't know it? Like, is it our
now,
fault?
Now, I don't know if schools are actually implementing this, but for all I know, this is just some guy who's trying to make it big. So he's creating a problem, creating a narrative, false narrative.
Yeah.
And then it went viral.
The origin of, yeah, and if they're, because, I mean, the kids do math differently than we did, at least. The Common Core or whatever it's called.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all, that's all doing it the same way. You're just breaking it down into different steps.
It is very,
that's literally all it is.
It's eye-opening when you do math with people who learned in that way, though.
Yeah.
Like, I helped out with the Special Olympics for, like, work. We did, like, a volunteer day where it was bowling. It was bowling, no less. We did Special Olympics bowling. Nice. We didn't do anything. I'm going to say this out here in the world. We didn't do shit. We basically were useless. More or less.
What'd you do?
What did you do?
So,
just bowl?
Last year when we did it, so they have like a qualifier for the Special Olympics bowling. And that's what we did last year, where they did like a shit ton of kids get together. It's a mass hysteria. And we were kind of there doing a little bit of interacting with the kids, a little bit of just like, we were just kind of there. I don't know. But we did a little bit more interacting with kids last year. This year was the true tournament of the Special Olympics bowling. Rogers Middle, our alma mater, was there. It was cool.
Nice.
See Afton Pride.
Yeah.
But mostly it was like Parkway. I think it was in like the, yeah. It's like, I guess it was like Manchester area or Baldwin Bowling Alley.
I want to hear about the math.
Anyway.
What's going on with the math?
So we did almost nothing this year. I mean, truly almost zero things. But the one thing we had to do, I guess we had to hand out like medals. I wasn't part of that. Me and another guy, we were tasked with checking. They had to do the math. They did the math themselves. It's kind of like a learning while doing the Special Olympics bowling. So they had to do the math themselves, and we were just like double checking their math. So I was seeing like the way that they were doing math sometimes on these, on their like their sheets, and I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Totally thrown off by the way they.
But got the right result?
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Most of the time.
Well, yeah. These are kids.
And it was the Special Olympics.
Well, yeah. Well, I was going to leave that out, but you said it.
But most of them, I will, to their credit, They did it right.
Yeah.
They were, I mean, they were like old, they were middle school. So it's not okay. Like, you know, these aren't, you know, like they could do addition.
Sure.
It was just like, you know, every once in a while, it was kind of, I don't know if they were trying to make him do more math or have more scoring, but you know, it was teams of four bowlers and they took their two game total score. And then they had a handicap to kind of even the teams out. The handicaps were like 800, 900. Like it was like obtusely large numbers of pins. So that they were scoring in like the thousands. And I was just like, why couldn't we do like the handicap be like 90 or 110? Like, why did it have to be 800?
Yeah.
Like it was like the disparity was like, it's not like they had professional bowlers there. So then they had to make the handicaps so big to compare them to these professional bowlers. I don't know why they had to do so many pins. I don't know why they had to be so high unless they wanted them to practice their triple digit addition, maybe.
Could be.
So
that's were they making them like official bowling scoring rules or were they just adding pins? Because I'm even confused sometimes on how to score bowling.
Well, the screens and stuff were on.
Okay.
So it was official scoring.
Gotcha.
Of bowling. So like, yeah, the screens were on to help them, I think, just write their scores down. They didn't have to do this all. I mean, I would struggle.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I would be able to, I think I'd be able to do it, but they were, you know, it would be like a real pain in my ass and I wouldn't want to do it. So now they had the screens working this year. I don't know if they did it last year or not. So It was just interesting to see. I was just like, oh, I don't even know what Common Core is. Or if you ask me like how did it makes me worried. And I think everyone in our generation just said this, and that was their only bitching point, is when you have kids, how the fuck are we supposed to help them out with like the proper techniques they're supposed to use to do math? I don't think I'm going to be able to help
them. Let me ask you this.
I'll have to learn it.
Did any of these kids' names start with the letter Elemento?
Couple.
A couple?
A few Elementos.
Okay. Cool.
Just the letter, the single letter.
Yeah, Elemento. The single letter Elemento.
A few, yeah.
Nice.
That was part of the problem, not the solution. Yeah, so I'm here to be part of the solution. Let's change the alphabet.
We're going to make it easier.
Let's just change the alphabet.
Okay.
Elemento. Like, one letter.
That's it?
Done. We're done.
All right.
Don't even have to change the song now. And what do you think about this song?
Yeah.
Not a fan?
No. I don't know. It just seems unnecessary.
100%.
The song is fine. If you... Yeah, I...
The song's whatever. Not fine, Ann. The song's not fine.
It's a bad song. It's not catchy. It's not catchy. Like
it's the same thing until you get to the L, and then it's a completely different song. If you're going to change the song, let's change the whole thing. I don't want to hear the beginning of the alphabet and think, okay, we're normal. We're normal. Wait a minute. Wait,
we're
what?
We're doing well. We're doing well. LM.
N. Oh, wait a minute. I should be on W by now.
It's super slow.
Yeah.
The second go around was quicker and a little bit better. So when you do your ABCs backwards when you're pulled over for being drunk, are you supposed to go at the kind of cadence of the new alphabet? Is that a thing?
Z, Y, X, W, V, U.
Well, V is its own.
Oh.
V's on an island.
Wait, it's W. V U S no T S R Q P O N M L N
M L
K J. Yeah, fantastic.
We'll ask some cops. Are you looking for a cadence change in the backwards alphabet, or can we keep kind of how we learned?
Yeah,
is that how it's gonna work? We're grandfathered into the old cadence if we get pulled over for drunk driving.
Sir, you're going to jail.
It's not proper cadence.
Sir, was that one letter you said?
I don't know. It was O-N-M-L.
Is that a letter?
Is that one letter? We're taking it out of the station.
Oh, man.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. That's all I had for news this week.
How are you feeling? We had cigars Friday.
Okay.
How were you feeling the next day?
Great the next day.
We were both pretty buzzed.
I was a little woozy, and I had my first cigar in probably about a year.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not, listen, tobacco gets me, or nicotine. Nicotine gets me pretty hard. I get all woozy. It was more than a buzz. I was more than buzzed. I was
I was kind of on another planet.
If we were in that cigar lounge for another 20 minutes, I probably would have started barfing.
That's the thing. We were in a lounge. Like, we weren't just like sitting outside smoking cigars. We were in a lounge with a bunch of other people smoking cigars around us.
So. Were you drinking too?
No. Oh. God, if I was drinking, I for sure would have been puking. For sure.
Yeah, that would not have been a good combo.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I will shout out the Hill Cigar Company.
Yep. What a cool setup.
They had an ice-of-date event going on with a Ventura cigar.
Mm-hmm.
The brand.
Yep.
And they had like a rep come out and they're selling these cigars. We buy a bunch, probably five or whatever.
Right? Yeah.
And then smoke a couple. There's a good amount of people there that are just there to hang out. And then, but the event had, they gave away some free stuff. We didn't win any of that.
Nope.
There was like a raffle. If you bought like so many cigars.
Some guy who didn't even stay had like 20 tickets pulled.
Yeah.
In his name. And they're like, well, you got to be here to win.
Oh, good.
It's like they kept pulling his name.
Yeah,
there's another guy who they ended up giving him the prize because he had to leave for work.
Yes. And they knew who he was.
And they knew him.
Yeah.
The other guy they didn't know, and they were just like, tough luck, dude.
Yeah, one guy was a regular.
You're not going to win it.
I guess if you bought a box of the cigars, maybe you got
a bunch. Yeah.
Five tickets or something.
Well, the funniest thing, though, was one guy almost bought some tickets and then didn't because I guess
he wanted to buy a box.
He wanted to buy a box. But he didn't want the tickets. He didn't care about the tickets. He didn't care about winning anything. So he was just like, well, I'll just wait till you guys do the drawing, and then I'll buy a box. That way someone else can win. He won the big prize. That guy won the big one.
Did he give it up?
No, he kept it. He just bought a bunch of cigars.
The big prize was a 150-cigar humidor.
Oh yeah.
God. It's a massive, it looked like a small ottoman.
Yes.
Small ottoman, but like for a chair, or a small chair.
Got nothing here to compare it to. I don't know.
No, it's smaller than that box you see in the corner, but it's maybe half the size.
Half the size of that box, I'd say.
It was.
And he was trying to do the nice thing and let someone else win, and he still won. He kept it.
And it came with
because fuck everyone else
for sure. And there was like hats, and I didn't have anything, and I didn't. Jordan bought the cigars, so his name was in there. I was rooting.
Yeah,
we didn't really deserve it because we don't. It was our first time there.
If I won that box, I would not have used it for cigars. I would have just put other shit in that box. I don't need 150 cigars in my house.
I wanted the. Well, I wasn't in it, but I would have wanted the ashtray.
The ashtray was cool.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And I don't have a cigar ashtray. I have a couple cigarette ones here. We don't smoke cigarettes, but
yeah.
I think Michelle and Ryan left them here after a party, and
now they're here.
It's good if I'm feeling like lazy or like if I'm really feeling like I'm going to kick back and smoke a cigar and I don't feel like being able to ash out over the deck, then I just, you know, place the old ashtray there. And
yeah.
But then I don't have any, like if I want to go somewhere, like I can't, I guess you can kind of hold it in there, but with the cigar ashtrays, you got the. It's able to
hold, you can just set it down.
You can set down the cigar and hold it in there.
Yep.
As opposed to where the cigarette ones are.
Man, you ever have a cigar?
No. I grew up like my grandpa and uncles would sometimes smoke them, and I hated the smell.
It's an acquired. You got to acquire that.
Maybe when I was 18.
Aaron doesn't acquire the smell.
Yeah.
I think you got to acquire them, you probably have to smoke them. Because you get that taste in your mouth and the smell right there. You do it enough, you'll probably acquire it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like being in the lounge sounds like a horrible experience. And I don't know how you guys did that.
You get used to being in it.
Yeah.
And then when you leave and you come back home and you like take off your jacket and you like smell your jacket, you're like, oh shit, yeah, I was in the cigar lounge.
Yep.
Like I had like my jacket, everything I was wearing that night, not that I would, you know, the jacket I wouldn't necessarily wash right away. I have to wash it all.
Sure.
The jeans I wouldn't maybe necessarily wash right away. Got to wash them. Like these things are, they smell like they were in a house fire. it's not good. So I wanted to see how you were feeling.
It was fine. fantastic the next morning. I had a gross mouth the next morning because I passed out before I could even think about brushing my teeth. it was pretty rough the next morning. But I have
divorce papers filed, ready to just sign and ready for me to sign if I didn't brush my teeth after I smoked a cigar.
Did you? You walked out the door and like my after you walked out the door in my house, my eyes shut like immediately, and I woke up the next morning.
I wouldn't see. I wouldn't want to taste my mouth like all
night. No, it was really bad the next morning.
As soon as I get inside, I wash my hands.
Yeah.
Because your hands smell like cigar because you've been holding them.
Right.
I will rinse my mouth out. I'll just like, as best I can. And then, yeah, before bed, it's a pretty hardcore toothbrush.
Yeah.
I need to get some mouthwash. Or we're kind of low on mouthwash. I need to get more. So.
Yeah. Cigars.
How much do you get? Do you guys buy like expensive cigars?
Those were.
yeah.
Normally, like the ones I bought like a case of 20, and it was like $60. So they weren't expensive. That's $3 a cigar.
Yeah,
that's pretty cheap. And they're actually decent cigars for being $3. Like, I think if you went to a shop to buy that cigar, it would probably be $5 or $6. So you're saving as long as you're buying a bowl.
Yeah. But cigars we bought were like 13 a piece.
Yeah.
And I got hooked into... All right. So actually, I'm a little upset. They were running a deal that was buy three, get one free. So I was like, okay, I picked up four. We got to the register. She charged me for four and gave me a fifth one free.
That's deceiving.
You had to buy the three, and then they would give you the fifth or the fourth one for free at the register.
Yeah, that's how they had a, that's how they
it
wanted.
Was a specific cigar that you got for free.
Okay. See, I thought it was one of those.
I didn't know that either. It was very unclear.
Yeah. So, we got five cigars. We really just wanted one each. But they got us on a deal.
They got us.
And they really got us.
They're good.
It's been like $60 there, man.
But there was a significant difference in the $13 cigar than there was my $3 cigars.
Yeah.
Significant difference.
It was a good cigar.
Yeah, but I'm fine smoking the one that's $3 a piece because it is like a $5 or $6 cigar if you were to buy it by itself. But the ones we started off the podcast with,
the Corums,
that's like a $1 to $2 cigar, and it is horrid.
Yeah,
it's like a build. Like if I just built my own cigar, it's probably about the same. Wow, like
he just went out to the backyard and got some leaves and
you're like
crushed them up and rolled them up in a piece of paper.
If you sent me someone who's never done anything like that before, enough tobacco for one cigar and the paper is needed to roll, I'd be like, and whatever I would come up with would be about what a Corum cigar is worth.
Yeah.
So not good. I can never get trained to cigars.
No.
Every time we golf, he'd be like, no.
I don't think I could deal with the smell. Yeah, he would have to like go somewhere else and shower and brush his teeth before he came into my house. So,
yeah. All right. Well,
Dan, thank you for coming. Anything to plug? Anything you want to shout out?
Well, give us something.
You know, it's the other last weekend. Trey, my cousin, and I went to the Celine Dion concert.
Oh,
it was
all right.
Amazing.
Nice.
But she's got a new album coming out mid-November. Get it? There's some
is that
like,
coming
some
out with the new Titanic movie?
Is there a new Titanic movie?
I just assume anytime she had new music.
No, that was the... So that was the encore. And she played this like hour and a half long concert, did not perform the Titanic song, pretends like the concert's over.
Of course. Sure.
Comes back out
and
big production to play that song.
Yeah.
It's like she can't have a concert and not sing that.
What is she? We were talking about this at the hockey game or at some hockey game because Trey was like trying to talk Dustin into going. And Dustin's like, no, I'm not going to fucking Celine Dion.
You would have enjoyed it.
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
If anything,
she's hot.
She knows how to put on a show because she's been doing Vegas shows for.
I've been to a Taylor Swift concert, so it's not like you couldn't talk me out of going to a Celine Dion.
But her new tunes.
Let's
are
you
great.
Went to a Taylor Swift concert while Taylor Swift was right up. about to enter her prime. Celine Dion is way past her prime.
Like, she's still kind of hot. That's fine.
Go to her new album.
Because You Loved Me. What's that song? It's a theme from...
I don't think you won't like it.
Theme from Up Close and Personal, I would guess, is what's coming. I don't know this.
Is this new?
No,
this one's old.
Okay.
This is old.
I hope she played this.
But you know, what was so great about her concert is, you know, she has sung each of these songs thousands of times. This is a new one. This is
good. Imperfections.
Thousands of times. Mm-hmm. But she acted so grateful to be there and just like thankful for the audience. You know, I don't know. She was just a really nice person.
Okay. That's how Taylor Swift was when I went to see that. She too was just like, after every song, and she was big. I know she was at the beginning of her prime. She was not entering. She was in her prime already.
I guess so.
And after every song she sang, she would get this look. She was just like, oh my God. Thank you guys so much. Oh, you guys are so awesome. After mm-hmm. every song, it was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right.
That's exactly what Celine was like.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Good.
But anyway, new album coming out the 15th, I believe. They're mailing me a free copy with my concert ticket purchase.
Oh, really?
So
nice.
It was kind of weird because like she had the concert, so she started this tour, but her new album isn't even out yet. And it's named, like, it's the Courage Tour. Her new album is Courage.
Okay.
I don't know. Is that a normal thing? I don't know.
Some bands start touring before they come out.
Some bands will do it.
Yeah.
And then they end up playing, like, only a couple of new songs.
Yeah.
Most bands wait till right after the album comes out, or I mean, as a fan, I would prefer them wait at least like a month or so, or at least a few weeks after the album comes out, so that I have a chance to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wait too long, the hype's dead.
Yeah,
I don't care any like not that it happened, but when we saw Seaway, it was like a year and a half after the album had come out, and I was like, I would have liked this concert like a year ago, like. It's a little too late. It's a little too late to do your album tour at this point. I'm still enjoyed the show, but like you weren't at like there's like a maximum level of how you could enjoy their like concert.
Mm-hmm.
But Celine Dion is Celine Dion, so I think she can probably do whatever she wants. This is actually a pretty good song. I'll give her that.
Yeah, check out. There's only 4 songs released right now, but check them out. Really good.
It's like her heart is young still.
She's still young at heart. I like it. I'm glad I have your support, Jordan. Power of Love.
Oh, that's a big hit. Big oldie.
Is it? What is this? Do I know this? I was trying to think. Do I know any other Celine Dion songs?
I don't.
Do I know this?
Here.
Is this the point? Okay.
Yeah, this is like the main part.
I feel like I've heard this. I've heard this.
Well, I haven't heard it a lot.
Yeah. This was definitely in like a... Oh, what's that channel? Lifetime channel movie, I think.
You probably heard it at a wedding, too. It seems like a wedding. Like
probably.
You know, slow dance song at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I could definitely see a mother-son or a father-daughter dance with this song.
I don't know. What are the lyrics?
It doesn't matter.
I'm your man, or you're my man, I'm your lady.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a mother son song, man.
Maybe I'm in AJ's family, I can figure that out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Theme from Deadpool 2.
Oh, this song is great.
Never saw Deadpool 2.
Oh, then I definitely heard that song, if it isn't Deadpool 2.
Ashes, yes, I forgot about this one.
Oh, I do remember that song from that movie now. There was a whole scene with him, with Ryan Reynolds and his dead wife. Spoiler alert.
Wow. You know, I never saw Deadpool or Deadpool 2.
Really? They're good. They're fine.
Everyone made a big deal out of Deadpool.
It's because everyone makes a big deal out of comic book movies.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That made me not want to watch any of them. So
yeah. They're good. They're good. I was never a comic book guy, though. So
I don't know. I don't know the song. I would know the song. How long has she been doing music? Let me see when
her. The '90s.
Yeah, since she was like 14 years old or something.
I think Titanic was like her big break. So maybe she was first, a little bit before that.
Yeah, when, that was 99 or 97 or
something.
Something
like that.
First album came out in 92.
92?
Self-titled Celine Dion.
Maybe she had a break before Titanic.
Do they have the new album on here? Because you need to hear... You need to hear... Oh, no.
I guess this is like their singles.
Oh,
Perfection, Lying Down, Courage.
Flying on My Own. You guys need to hear this one. Trey was a huge fan of this one. She did not perform this at the concert, but this is like a perfect concert tune.
How many of the new ones did she play?
She only played two. Okay. She did Lying Down and Courage.
I guess before the album comes out, that's appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
And for like her, she's probably doing like every city known to man on this tour. So she, like, she can't wait till the album comes out. If she like get while they're getting... I bet with her Vegas residency that she's probably got like, there's like so many months where she could probably actually do shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Courage is about, her husband died a year or two ago.
Oh, really?
And that's what Courage is about. Which, her husband, so he had been her manager since she was like 14 years old.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
then they, like, you know, that. When she was like 20 or something, they got together or something.
Oh yeah, this guy's old.
Yeah, R.I.P. But yeah, see, this is a good one.
It's good.
This dude, this
this
is like
a good concert song.
Yeah.
This dude was like 26 years older than her. Nice.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him.
And she's like the one who's rich and famous.
I'm sure he was very rich himself.
Yeah, but normally, like when you marry someone that old, it's because you want their money and you don't need it. But like, she doesn't need her, his money. She's rich as fuck. She should be married to someone 20 years younger than her. Mm-hmm. Although, would that be illegal? I don't know.
This guy had a bit of a gambling problem.
Yeah, he had all the money in the world. He lived in Vegas.
He reportedly gambled upwards of $1 million a week at Caesar's Palace.
Oh my God. I didn't know that.
Jeez.
How much money do you think
spending Celine's
like,
money?
Billions? Like, I don't know. Not billions.
I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
I was like, she doesn't even need to do this tour. Why is she
please.
Doing this?
He got the 1987 and 1988 Felix Award for Manager of the Year. This guy was rolling in dough. Okay.
Yeah, off of what other people did. Yeah, he probably made a killing out of other people succeeding. Yeah. Well, yeah, he managed Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Hey, keep it in the family. I like that.
Yeah. Well, great. I'm glad it was a good concert.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a pretty good song. Yeah. It's a good song.
I like this.
Yeah.
This is one of her new ones?
Yeah. Okay. New album.
I'm going to listen to her new album. I might talk about it on the podcast. Not this podcast.
I know. That's what I was getting at when I said she had a young heart. I knew that it was going to get brought up on your podcast.
It might. I don't know.
On your pop punk podcast, I knew Celine Dion was going to come up.
Yeah, I talk about Taylor Swift on my podcast.
That's what I was getting at.
They let us a few in the cracks. That's okay.
Sure. Sure. Diversity. That's what this world's all about now.
It's going to happen.
All right. Anything else, Zan? You got anything else on your mind?
I don't think I do.
E-Dog.
I listen to Young at Heart. There's new episodes every time I feel like recording one.
I've lost my and now mind. Is that weekly or?
It was.
Maybe bi-weekly?
I can't even commit to that at this point. That's whenever shit happens.
Okay.
There should be some tour announcements this week. So... And then, of course, My Chemical Romance is reuniting for a show. And everyone and their sister is speculating more. And I'm going to kind of let whatever happens, happens. And not get too excited about anything. Not that I barely care, but, you know, I'll get my opinions on that. But so this week I'll probably record one. So
there we go. Glad to see you back in the game, man. It's
whenever
been a while.
Whenever shit happens, we're going to a lot of concerts this next couple of months.
We are.
So I'm sure I'll be doing more episodes to talk about those.
There we go.
And then I'll probably slow down and probably quit the podcast. Sooner or later. Let's be real.
Yeah.
We can't commit to anything. So anything? Right.
No, I got nothing. Only one more thing to do.
Ann
knows it.
Smell you later, dog shits.
All right. Nice. It's back.